To the ancient African mind, animals, plants, and humans were part of one large family. Some animals spoke the language of humans, and some humans spoke the language of animals. A quote from Wandande Abimola. While recently having a conversation with my dad, I told him I was going to start a podcast series called Wisdom from Nature. He seemed very intrigued by this title, and he asked me, well, how are we connected to nature, and what are the things that we can learn from nature? Well, I went on to give him some examples of how, if you look at an image of a human thumbprint and compare that to an image of the patterns of a tree stump, you will see that those two images and those patterns are exactly the same. Another example I talked about was that if you look at the image of an Amazon River and its tributaries going to and from the river, and then you compare that to the blood vessels going in and out the human heart, you will see that those two images look exactly alike. These things are not coincidence, I went on to tell him, because what these examples show me is that we are nature and nature is us. And there are many lessons that nature shows us all the time. It's really a matter of connecting to that message, paying attention, and then figuring out how to utilize that in your everyday life to propel your life and human life in general forward. This podcast series is about how do we use the shared experience we have between us and nature to grow in our life, to grow in our individual and collective existence? And you may ask, what is that shared experience? Well, the shared experience is the breath of life, the sacredness of spirit. And we will use that in this podcast series to talk about practical approaches of utilizing the wisdom from nature to help our lives grow and expand like the ocean. Now let's talk about the honeybee. When you think of the honeybee, or at least when I think of the honeybee, I think of the fact that obviously, they make honey. Also, they are a major contributors to the proliferation of plants and flowers. And these plants and flowers support all beings on the earth, including us humans. Also, bees are very organized. If you have the opportunity to look at or view a beehive, whether that's on like on YouTube or in person, you will see that the bees are extremely organized. They all understand and know their roles, and they are very determined and focused creatures to fulfill those roles. Also very interesting with the bee is that, relatively speaking, their wings are small compared to their body, yet they are able to travel far distances, and they are able to do their work that their innate instincts shows them what to do. With those little, relatively small wings, they are able to carry their body and fulfill their destiny, so to speak. There's a lot of reason to give honor to the sacredness of bees, because without the bee, it would be very challenging for us humans to continue to proliferate and grow, period. What the bee teaches us is the importance of supporting your community. As I had mentioned earlier, the bees are very organized and they work extremely well. They work as one in obtaining their goals. And the importance of focus and focusing on goals and accomplishing these things, the bee is a wonderful teacher. You could learn a lot from how bees go about creating honey and building a beehive and building a community. Another thing you can learn from the bee is create your own sweetness. Now, the sweetness that the bees make, obviously, is honey. They also make the sweetness of plants growing and proliferating. Now, that sweetness for you can be sustained or enhanced health. That could be enhancing relationships in your family, in your extended community. That could be prosperity. That could be setting goals to buy property, to buy a new home, to buy a car. That could also be setting a goal like an educational goal. Whatever you determine to be your sweetness, what the bee shows us is the importance of focusing on those goals in order to create that sweetness. And as you know, sweetness makes life in the world so much better. Thank you so much for listening to the first episode of the podcast series Wisdom from Nature. Feel free to make any comments and also make any suggestions for future episodes. I appreciate you listening and following me on this journey. In the meantime, may the road always rise up to meet your steps. Peace and blessings.